This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Two federal agencies published their response to a 2023 national report on missing and murdered Indigenous people. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports on what's next.
In 2020, Congress passed the Not Invisible Act. The bill created a commission to develop recommendations on how to best address the MMIP crisis. After conducting listening sessions across the country, they published their final report to the feds. The Department of Justice and Department of the Interior have just responded to it.
The biggest takeaway I have is just the fact that a lot of our resources are not streamlined. It's like a scattershot.
That's enrolled Northern Arapaho tribal member Jordan Dresser. He was part of the Not Invisible Act Commission, and he agrees with the report's takeaway that more coordination between the different agencies is crucial.
When a family's going through something like that, I think they sometimes don't know where to turn to.
The more than 200-page response from the two federal agencies outlines their commitment to continuing to work with tribal communities to find solutions to the crisis. I'm Hannah Haberman.
Now that the North American Indigenous Games Council has approved Arctic sports on a trial basis for its 2027 Games in Calgary, fans of Native Youth Olympics hope the Games can spread beyond northern tribes. As KNBA's Rhonda McBride reports, a team of athletes from Juneau, Alaska, visited schools in Kansas and New Mexico.
In Arctic sports, team members encourage each other to strive for their personal best, so it's not unusual for athletes to cheer on their opponents. In that spirit, Kyle Worrell, the head of the Native Youth Olympics program for Juneau schools, took a team of six athletes on tour.
Every school and community we've gone to, they've been very engaged.
The team demonstrated seven games: the 1 foot and 2 foot high kick, the Alaskan high kick, scissor broad jump, seal hop, and the Inuit and Dene stick poles, which today are part of friendly competitions that require strength, agility, and endurance necessary for traditional hunters to hop over ice floes or carry heavy loads for long distances. Worrell says everywhere they went, students showed interest in the games and their history.
This sport really resonates with Indigenous people. It's about community, and I think all tribes know that community is really important.
Worrell is hopeful the sport can take root at the Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence, Kansas, which has two Alaskan athletes who can help with the coaching. The team also traveled to the nearby Kickapoo Nation School to plant some seeds among kids who are not yet in college. Worrell says the Juneau athletes gave them a chance to try out the games for themselves, which they seem to enjoy.
To be able to be in a space where your Indigenous identity is represented and honored, and you feel a sense of belonging.
The Juneau team also traveled to New Mexico to visit the Santa Clara Pueblo Tribal School, the Santa Fe Indian School, and the Institute of American Indian Art. They left behind kits with equipment that included a kickstand, a hand-sewn sealskin ball, and two types of sticks. Worrell says the Calgary Games are 4 years out, plenty of time to train for NYO Games. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
New Mexico's congressional delegation announced last week $10 million for multipurpose facilities for seven tribes in the state. The funding is under the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Capital Projects Fund to invest in New Mexico's Tribal Library Broadband Ready Facility Improvement Program. The program will construct a new child care center and expand six libraries and family resource centers to boost services and also provide broadband and computers. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support from AmeriCorps Vista, whose members serve to alleviate poverty while earning money for college and gaining professional skills. Rewarding service opportunities can be found at AmeriCorps.gov/VISTA.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing millions of dollars of scholarships to Native students every year. Applications are accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org or by phone at 800-766-FUND.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.